streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court wrapped up its term this morning by releasing a final list of opinions. The most watched, a decision on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted for alleged crimes committed in office. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
If by some chance the Supreme Court says that former President Trump has absolute immunity, he can't be prosecuted at all for any crimes he committed while he was president, then I think that will be a shocking result, because what it basically says is that a president is above the law.
President Biden returns to the White House after trying to reassure voters over the weekend he's fit to serve four more years, despite that shaky debate performance. Our new poll finds he still has a lot of convincing to do. CBS's Anthony Salvanto.
In early June, it was 35% who said that they thought he had the mental and cognitive health to serve. Following the debate, that number has dropped to 27%.
Barbados is prepping for a hit from the earliest Category 4 hurricane of the season ever recorded. People are boarding up homes as Beryl gets set to make landfall in the Windward Islands on a path toward Jamaica. Right now, it's a Category 3. It is expected to power up to a 4 any time now. Growing outrage in upstate New York after the release of body cam video of police shooting a 13-year-old boy to death. CBS's Michael George is in Utica.
The officers are on paid leave pending an investigation to see if they followed protocol. After the shooting, officers performed chest compressions. Initially, there's confusion about who was shot and who fired.
They say they thought the boy, who'd moved with his family from Myanmar, pointed a gun at them as he tried to run during a traffic stop. Turned out to be a pellet gun designed to look like a Glock. The far right is ahead in a first round of snap elections in France. CBS's Elaine Cobb from Paris.
This is a historic result for the French far right. They have been gaining in popularity over the past two decades, but it's the first time they've led the polls.
Millions of people join parades to mark the end of Pride Month. Celebrations held from San Francisco to Chicago and New York.
I've been coming out here for like 5 years now, so it's like, it's just kind of a tradition for me, you know, like just the equality and like the, just the space, like the safe space that everybody can be in.
Madonna was the surprise judge at a competition of Vogue Ball performers in Brooklyn. S&P futures are up 4. Dow futures ahead 63. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An executive order from the governor will allow for Racine County flags to be flown at half staff for Jonathan Delagrave. The county executive died Friday morning while out for a run. The Racine County Eye website reports a heart attack was the cause. Delagrave had served as county executive since 2015 and was recently reelected to a third term in 2023. The order from Governor Tony Evers recognizes Delagrave's more than two decades of public service in various roles within Racine County government. A stabbing in Mount Pleasant this morning resulted in one person being injured and another taken into custody. Initial reports indicate the victim, who was stabbed twice in the left leg and chest, remained conscious and breathing following the attack. The South Shore Fire Department and Mount Pleasant Police were called to the scene at just after midnight. In about a week, the new Uptown Children's Library in Kenosha will celebrate its grand opening. The specialized library for kids spans over 7,500 square feet and opens on July 13th. It's on the ground floor of a newly built complex on 22nd Avenue alongside apartments and retail stores. The nearly $3 million library endeavor was made possible through a blend of private and public funding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another series win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 7-1 to win the home series 2-1. Bottom of the fourth, the Brewers able to get past Cubs starter Kyle Hendricks with three consecutive singles. Then it was Bryce Durang at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Tied for the major league lead in grand slams.
The The Brewers have now hit 5 grand slams in their last 8 games. 2 from Terang, who spoke after the game.
Yeah, you know, we got to have guys on to hit grand slams, and we're doing that. It happens.
The Cubs only able to generate 1 run on a solo home run shot and just 2 hits.
Well, offensively, I think, you know, it's 1 run, so it's hard to see a scenario where that's going to win us a game. And, you know, no matter who we're facing, we're going to have to be better.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. From American Family Field with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be southeast at 5 to 15. Rain and thunderstorms are possible late tonight. Our low 63, showers, thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 78. More rain likely tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
It's not always winter. There's spring. People love spring. That's a fun day. What a lie spring is, right? I just spend the entire spring waiting for it to be spring, right? You're like, is it spring? No, it's snowing. Next day, you're like, is it spring? No, it's 90 degrees. I guess we miss those tiny white flowers.
On Turner Classic Movies, it's Rock and Roll British Invasion Day. Tomorrow on TCM, you've got A Hard Day's Night with the Beatles, Having a Wild Weekend with the Dave Clark Five, and Hold On with Herman Servitz. All in one day, my goodness. So tomorrow, July 2nd, on Turner Classic Movies, it's A Hard Day's Night. It's Having a Wild Weekend with the DC Five and Herman Servitz. Hold On. Check your listings and see what time they're on. I think they're scattered throughout the day and night, so you might want to check it. But there you go, the British Invasion, all those 1960s rock and roll movies. Hey, at 6:09, good morning, I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here. A lot of people have off this week, kind of lazing around. It's 4th of July weekend. We'll talk about our concert last night. We had a great time last night at the Racine Concert Band concert opening night last night. We'll talk about that later on. We've got sunshine all day today with a high near 69, sunny at 58 degrees right now at Radio Park. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, The Zombies, local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Is
he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Who's your daddy?
Here
is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN proud to be part of the annual Racine 4th Fest activities this year. The big parade downtown, the lakefront fireworks both on the 4th. The pre-parade gets started at 8:30 on North Main. Get ready for the 4th of July.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Thought my uncle took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
time I saw Marie, she was waving me goodbye. With her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits at WRGN with Johnny Rivers and Memphis. Well, if you're bored getting your caffeine fix from coffee in the morning, I have a new option for you here. I love this. Nothing like a rack of ribs to wake you up. 5-Hour Energy just unveiled a new product for summer, caffeinated barbecue sauce. It's not clear if they want to sell it or not, but they're giving it away, 12-ounce bottles, through their website. Now, I do use 5-Hour Energy in the morning. I use their little bottles of 5-Hour Energy because I don't drink coffee. I never have, never will. So I use that. And I don't drink diets, you know, soda with caffeine in it. So I use these 5-Hour Energies. I think I'm immune to it after all these years, but I wouldn't mind waking up with a rack of ribs in the morning, huh? Yeah, a little caffeinated barbecue sauce. Well, you can do barbecue chicken in the morning with caffeinated barbecue sauce. How about if you really want to make it breakfasty, how about sausages with your eggs and barbecue sauce in the morning? I'm kind of liking this new idea.
As you plan your 4th of July celebration, be sure to visit O&H Danish Bakery for delicious treats for your gathering. O&H's red, white, and blue Kringle should be at the top of your list. Its cherry, cream cheese, and blueberry filling blend is simply sensational. And be sure to pick up several O&H fresh blueberry lemon custard sweet rolls, their classic Danish pastry with a dollop of lemon custard and fresh blueberries. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek. Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Attention, are you or a loved one suffering complications after taking Ozempic or Wegovy? These medications may be linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses. If you've been hospitalized and diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 888-900-LAW-1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-900-LAW-1. Paid for by Tort Defenders. Tort Defenders is not a law firm and does not provide legal services.
The countdown is on for Racine's amazing 4th Fest celebration. It all starts on the 3rd with fun on Monument Square with food, games, music, and raffles from 6 to 9 p.m. Then the big event, the 88th Annual 4th of July Parade, all along Main Street, steps off at 9 a.m. with sirens, bands, classic cars, floats, VIPs, clowns, and everything that screams independence. Racine family tradition for 88 years and one of the Midwest's largest parades. Come celebrate with WRJN.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
for today. Plenty of sunshine with a high near 69 degrees. Part of cloudy tonight, low 62. Cloudy chance of showers and thunder bumpers tomorrow. And a high near 78 right now, sunny and 58 degrees. Don't forget the Brewers are in Colorado to play the Rockies tonight. 7:05, the Brewers baseball on WRJN.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. Now, I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Well, I keep
from Long Island is heading off to NYU, New York University, this year, which wouldn't be news, except he's only 12 years old. He skipped the 5th, 6th, 7th, 9th, and 11th grades. Plans to study math and physics. How smart do you feel right about now, huh? Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today, highs near 69. Right now, sunny and 58.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
RB Greaves, take a letter, Maria. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen at 6:28 on your Monday morning. Kind of a strange week when they have a national holiday in the middle of the week. You know, people say, well, I guess Monday and Tuesday are going to be kind of fun days at work. And Wednesday, we can goof off. Thursday, where, you know, we have the day off. Friday, I guess we could just kind of lay around and recuperate. We won't start till next Monday. That's how people just waste away a week at work. Well, summer is here, and we want you to stay safe this summer. Here are five potentially dangerous things related to summer. Insect bites, of course, mosquitoes and ticks carry different diseases like Zika and Lyme disease. Dehydration and the heat stroke. Heat kills more people each year than tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, or cold weather. Sunburns. They can be deadly in the long run because of skin cancer. Sunscreen is a must if you're going out in the sun for any amount of time. Drowning. More than 4,000 people drown every year. About 20% of them are kids under the age of 14. We just shared a thing recently with you that kids should wear neon bathing suits. Helps lifeguards and parents keep an eye on them. I agree. Food poisoning. It's more common in summer, partly because people handle raw meat when they're grilling and don't always wash their hands. Aren't you glad summer's here? You don't hear these kind of warnings in the fall and spring, do you? No, just summer. It's news time at WRJN. It's exactly 6:30. Stewart's back for vacation. Let's get the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An executive order from the governor will allow for Racine County flags to be flown at half staff for Jonathan Delagrave. The county executive died Friday morning while out for a run. The Racine County Eye website reports a heart attack was the cause. Delagrave had served as county executive since 2015 and was recently reelected to a third term in 2023. The order from Governor Tony Evers recognizes Delagrave's more than two decades of public service in various roles within Racine County government. A stabbing in Mount Pleasant this morning resulted in one person being injured and another taken into custody. Initial reports indicate the victim, who was stabbed twice in the left leg and chest, remained conscious and breathing following the attack. The South Shore Fire Department and Mount Pleasant Police were called to the scene at just after midnight. In about a week, the new Uptown Children's Library in Kenosha will celebrate its grand opening. The specialized library for kids spans over 7,500 square feet and opens on July 13th. It's on the ground floor of a newly built complex on 22nd Avenue alongside apartments and retail stores. The nearly $3 million library endeavor was made possible through a blend of private and public funding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
There is a lot of conversation in Wisconsin agriculture about conservation, sustainable farming practices, but sometimes seeing is really believing. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. Ron Brooks from Brooks Farm in Waupaca says once you visually see the end result, it can convince a lot of farms to change their practices. Details next. Ron Brooks from Brooks Farm in Waupaca is a previous winner of the Leopold Conservation Award. He said by showing other farms the success they've had with their no-till practices, well, that convinces them to think about doing it for themselves.
And we'll get in the plane, and we will follow if they have a farm, or if they, you know, we'll take a variety of farms, take our no-till farm or a conventionally tilled farm, and we'll just follow the water. And it is eye-opening. You'll see, you know, from our fields, clean water coming off. If it does come off, typically it infiltrates and there's no water coming off. And then you'll see conventionally tilled soil and the topsoil that's leaving and the silt fans in the river. And it's really, really eye-opening for young people to see that and go, oh, yeah, I probably should take a look at adopting these practices.
Ron Brooks from Brooks Farm in Waupaca, previous winner of the Leopold Conservation Award here in the state. He says the biggest challenges he sees for beginning farmers are just the cost of admission. He also says the learning curve has gotten very, very steep. So again, learning by someone else's examples sometimes really resonates.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And Wisconsin dairy producers got a little good news in the month of May. Their milk price went up to $21.30 a hundredweight. That's about $1.83 per gallon at the farm gate for a gallon of raw milk. The price is $2.70 a hundredweight higher than what they were paid for April milk. And that's what's happening in food news for Monday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be southeast at 5 to 15. Rain and thunderstorms are possible late tonight. Our low 63, showers, thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 78. More rain likely tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
One thing good about getting older is I can reminisce, and I didn't think I would have that skill, but I am great at it. You should see me with a 7-year-old. I'm like, come here, youngster. When I was your age and we had to change the channel. Now gather your friends around, they may like this. But first we had to get up. That's right, get up. And then walk towards the television set, balancing on the earth as it was spinning, and then reach out. And then grab this knob, grab it. And then we would turn it, and we had 2 through 13 and you. That was it, that's all we had. The biggest crime I could commit would be to turn the channel too quickly. If my dad ever heard this sound, and he had like some weird, he'd be out mowing the lawn. I'd be trying to get to Underdog. What is going on in here, Wayne? I was just trying to get to the theme song. That's my favorite part. Well, that's how you break a television. Right there, that's how you break it. I didn't know there was a speed limit. I was just trying to get to the... Maybe you're not old enough to use a television. Maybe we can't have good things in this house. Maybe I should just stop working because everything I bring home, you kids break. Maybe you need some medication. I think you're overreacting to the whole...
And the Rascals, or if you remember, they used to be called the Young Rascals. Local news and Tamla's hits at WRJN. So this fortune teller in Florida is facing charges for robbing a client at gunpoint. Cops say she's been using her services as a ruse to get people into people's homes and steal cash and jewelry. I guess if she was a real fortune teller, she probably would have seen that arrest coming. Don't you think? Loves me like a rock. Here's Paul Simon, local news and Tamla's hits at WRJN.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, who do?
Ooh.
Who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in a Sunday choir.
Ooh.
Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. Get down on your knees and hug me.
Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock. Oh, baby, she loved me.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. When I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name,
grown to be a man.
I say now, who do? Who do you think you're fooling? Consummated man,
oh, man.
Statue of purity. My mama loves me, she loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
Oh, she loved me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock. Oh, baby, just to love me.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. And if I was the president, now, who do? Who do you think you're fooling?
Right
out the president, you see you. I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me. She loves me. She gets down on her knees.
She rocked me like the rock of ages. I love me. She loved me, love me, love me, love me. Love me like a rock.
She loved me, love me, love me,
love me. Love me like a rock.
She loved me, love me, love me,
love me. Love me like a rock. Love me like a rock.
La, 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 la.
Love me like a rock of ages. Love me like a rock. Love me like a rock.
Sunny today, a beautiful day with a high near 69. Right now, it's sunny and 58 degrees at Radio Park.
All the leaves are brown.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Good morning. I've got an odd but true segment now. Actually, I'm going to give you two odd but trues. You ready for this? About 109 billion human beings have died in the history of the world. That's roughly 93.8% of all humans that ever lived are dead. That's a lot. And the phrase Keeping Up with the Joneses, based on a real family with the last name Jones. They built a huge mansion in Rhinebeck, New York back in the mid-1800s. Other rich families in the area remodeled their homes to try to match them and keep up with the Joneses. And a poll asked parents if they wish they had kept more or less of their kids' childhoods. 6% of the people said they wish they would have kept less. 35% said they wish they would have kept more. About half said, the same amount. You know, my mother lived basically in the same house from 1955 to 2000. And then her and my father were retired to Florida after my brother and I left and all the grandkids were gone, and they retired to Florida. And so she cleaned out this house with, well, from 1955 to 2000, 45 years of stuff. And two of the things she threw out were my high school diploma and my Beatle ticket stubs that I went to go see. They took me when I was a little kid in 1965 to see the Beatles at Shea Stadium in Queens. And she threw them out. And my brother calls me up. He says, Mom is throwing everything out of the dumpster right now. You know, I'm living here in Racine. What am I going to do about it? So he got his textbooks out of the dumpster, or his medical textbooks. And she said, she's throwing everything out. So later on, when my mom moved again to here into Racine, I said, why'd you throw out all my stuff? And her answer was very simple. If it was that important to you, you would have taken it with you.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/rewarding. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Check, one, two. These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word FUN to get your second drink for free.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
For today, plenty of sunshine. Highs near 69. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 62. Cloudy chance of showers and thunder bumpers tomorrow with a high near 78. Right now it's sunny and 59 degrees here at Radio Park. Local news and timeless hits with the grassroots at WRJN.
Question.
fruit sooner or later. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. When do you hear this? A manure truck rolled over in a Connecticut neighborhood. This happened on Tuesday last week. An accident at an intersection caused it. It sent manure everywhere. One homeowner described it as a waterfall of brown. That sounds inviting, huh? Wow. It's 6:52 WRJN. Here come the Beach Boys.
Wouldn't it be nice?
There. You know, I feel bad. Most of the country's suffering from the heat, but here it's freezing. 59 degrees.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared.
Hey, looking for a snack? Hungry? Well, a fancy restaurant is selling a single mozzarella cheese stick for $50. It's topped with caviar. Only in New York City, huh? Here's Neil.
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you. She got to own you. Kentucky woman. Well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me. She loves me. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you. She got to own you. Kentucky woman. I don't want much. Good Lord's earth beneath my feet. Gentle touch from that one girl.
Kentucky woman, local news and time. Let's hits for you at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary historic 1400 AM everywhere. All right, summer's here. We have a few etiquette rules for you, things to follow at summer so you don't tick everybody off around you. Don't shake out your sandy towel next to someone at the beach. If you're headed to North Beach, don't be doing that. Nobody wants to have sand in their hair. Don't assume everyone.